Right now, it's time for an update, not from Windows, but from none other than Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
First of all, how'd the weekend go at Saratoga?
Well, just like I said, Midnight Bisou and the touted horse in Alabama is a fake. Wound up running third, and we didn't hit the exact, but we had the winner in the race, paid $22. And that was pretty much it for the weekend. Out west, the favorite won the Pacific Classic. Our other horse, Flamboyant, had the move to make in the race and just came up flat. So we scored one, which wasn't bad.
All right. So now we can go to baseball. And lots of interesting games this weekend.
There were?
There were, sure.
I mean, where?
In the American League.
The only interesting games I saw were the Houston and Oakland series. Everything else was pretty much standard.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about that series in particular. I mean, it's
say
like
that series. Don't say, you know.
Interesting games?
Yeah.
Well, they were interesting.
Interesting series.
Okay, well, interesting series, whatever. It was like two heavyweights slugging it out.
Oh, well, you're going to see what I said. It's going to happen. The winner of the division is going to win the World Series, and the Yankees are going to fall out of the wild card. It's going to be all three teams from that division are going to make it because those three teams they're playing the best baseball around except for the Indians right now. The Red Sox yesterday looked like they had a hangover playing against Tampa Bay. It looked like every inning they were striking out the side. They wound up losing that game 2-0. The Yankees beat Toronto 10-2 and what they should have done. Cleveland just keeps winning. They smacked around the Orioles yesterday, 8-0. But those games out west, they've been tremendous. And even the Seattle Dodgers series was a good series, with Seattle taking a few games from the Dodgers. Oakland and Houston, Oakland put their boot to the throat of the Astros. They won Friday and Saturday, going into a flat-footed tie for first place yesterday. And Houston, being the champions that they are, responded yesterday and beat Oakland in Oakland 9-4. So that's going to be a real interesting dogfight out west, because now you think it's over. The Houston-Oakland series is over, and then Seattle played Houston last weekend. Well, guess what? You wake up today and Houston's playing in Seattle tonight. So it just doesn't stop out there. When you have three teams like that in the same division toward the end of the year, they're going to be playing each other an awful lot, and that's the way baseball should be. And whoever comes out swinging on top from that division, they're going to win a World Series because they're going to be battle-tested for over 2 months.
All right, we've got a bet coming up now.
What's the bet?
I want to bet two pizzas. Two, not
two?
One, but
well,
two.
Well, here comes a sucker bet. Let's hear what
no.
you got to
okay,
say.
Okay, it won't be two pizzas. It'll be a pizza.
Right now, you don't owe me anything, and I don't owe you anything.
It's going to be a pizza and a sub. That's what we're going to bet here, a pizza and a sub.
Oh, this is what you think we're going to bet.
I know we're going to bet.
I have to say yes. I didn't say anything yet.
The Yankees will make the playoffs.
Okay, so I get a pizza and a sub, and you get one.
No.
I have to have the odds. You got a four-game lead.
Actually, we got a seven-game lead over Seattle, but that's neither here nor there.
So then you got to give me like 3-1.
I'll tell you what. If I win,
if you think I'm going to make a straight up bet on that, you're nuts.
Well, if you're so confident the Yankees aren't going to make
well,
it,
well, you got a big lead. I should get. I need to get odds.
Yeah, but you said the Yankees were going to drop out.
Oh well, no yeah. bet.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. I win, I get a sub. You win, you get two pizzas, because it's easier for you to get the pizzas because you can get them, just pick them up because you're there. There you go, 2-1.
Nah.
No?
Nah. If you win, you get a sub. If I win, I get a barbecue dinner from Local Smoke in Red Bank. How about that?
I've got to see the price list for that.
$17, cheaper than two pizzas.
Nah. I got to see it.
All right, then I'll take the cash value of two pizzas and I'll go to Local Sub. How about that? Local Smoke. I get the cash. Pizza costs $15 a piece.
We'll just make this a bet. It's so simple.
Nah.
I win, I get $5. You win, you get $15. There you go.
Okay, that's good.
There you go. There's your 3-1.
There you go. I'll take it.
All right. So we'll see what happens by the end of the year.
That'll be sweet fives in my pocket.
All right.
You know, Gregorius is hurt now too.
Yeah, I saw him get hurt.
Okay. I just want to make sure you know.
They'll be all right.
That's no problem.
They'll be all right. You know, if the Yanks have an insurmountable lead against the Red Sox at 9.5, I would say it's fairly insurmountable against Seattle at 7.
Nah.
So there we go. All right.
Happening, Jack.
We'll see. We'll see. Spoken like a true Yankee hater. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Where else do I want to go in sports? Not much else going on. You know what I'm amazed at? Because I was at the track this weekend for 2 days. I'm amazed at the sickness of gambling that people have. And we're betting on the Yankees not making playoffs. But these people bet in these exhibition football games with some serious money are out of their minds. They're betting overs. They're betting unders on exhibition football. Insane. Absolutely insane.
Well, that's the whole thing. See, what we're doing is a friendly, just in-your-face bet. It's not hooked on betting on things like this. That's the whole one thing about this betting that's opened up, this legalized betting. People will bet on just about anything.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They'll bet on whether I
still bet. I have yet to make a bet in the track. I believe in keeping small businesses going, so I still go with the local bookmaker. But these people are out of their minds betting in these exhibition football games.
You can get two tomatoes from two different growers, and they'll bet on which one will become rotten first. They'll bet
on anything. Yeah. It's really sick.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. All right, so we've got...
You know what was cool, though, over the weekend? Oh. The Met-Philly game last night played in the small venue in Pennsylvania where the Little League World Series is being played. They had all the teams there and parents of the players and parents of the Little Leaguers and whatnot. That was really cool, played in a small venue like that. You got some really cool shots that were done, and you could hear a lot more of the game. I thought that was really, really cool.
I didn't see it, I have to say.
It was really good. And the players, they were coming out of the dugout and sitting with the fans in the stands and stuff. It was really nice. It was really, really good. And you can only do it in a venue like that where you have a bunch of kids and everything, because if you did that elsewhere, some of the players might get stabbed.
Okay. On that note, we're going to move along to weather. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
No, we're not. We got play of the day today at Saratoga.
Well, let's get to it.
Well, no problem. Sixth race today, the five-horse Aconetta. This horse has speed going a mile on the inner turf, which was good yesterday. 10-1 morning line. Ortiz picks up the ride for Bruce Brown. Don't look at Bruce Brown's training record in this race, for folks. We're betting the horse, not his record. Horse has a real nice work August 13th. Stretched his legs on the inner turf last time. Showed speed and faded. Drops to 35,000 today. Gets the job done. If this horse pays 10-1, I will be very happy today. So in the sixth race, the five horse, Aconetta is our play of the day.
At Saratoga, for all you folks locally going up to Saratoga today, there you go. There's the play of the day.
Yep, and it was beautiful. It was nice and sunny there yesterday while it was miserable here.
Yeah, it was not miserable out here, but it was in between miserable and sunny.
Up there was nice.
All right, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.